Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 221. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Oh, my. A 1987 American road trip comedy. The old classic road trip comedy, because it has
a car
in it.
John Hughes, yes. The old John Hughes.
Yeah. John Hughes. November 25th, 1987. Budget of $15 million, box office of $49.5. Many praising it for Hughes branching out from teen comedies to do middle-aged comedies. And for Candy and Martin's performances. They were both pretty good.
Yeah, they're both really good.
What the heck? So we got Neil and Dell, right? Neil is Martin. Dell is Candy. Neil is an advertising executive on a business trip to New York, eager to return to his family in Chicago 2 days before Thanksgiving. And then things ensue. Planes are booked up. Weather.
Storm in Chicago. And
yeah, everything. Everything stands in the way. And along the way, he meets, I don't even remember how or why he hooks up with Dell.
I think he meets him he steals his cab, and then he sees him at the reading a book, and he's like, "Hey, you're the guy that you look familiar. Do I know you? I remember that face." And then they find out that he stole his cab, and they sit together on the plane, and they become best friends from there, arch enemies from there.
Yeah, then they try to help each other get home. I didn't think it was this is my first time seeing it. I didn't think it was overtly funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not laughing, but it's humorous. It's kind of a nice classic comedy where it's like, it's not over the top. It's just little funny things. And
it's a charming movie. It's a charming road trip movie with, Steve Martin and John Candy. There's something about, they don't really make them quite like this anymore. I think comedies have kind of gone raunchy R-rated, which this is R-rated, but you don't really know it's R-rated until he goes on that fucking rant at the airport.
I was like, what is this?
Like,
leave me that fucking car. Yeah, I didn't feel like that was needed. Whatever. And Dell. Dell? Oh yeah, he sells shower curtain rings. Shower curtain rings. And he has this giant fucking heavy trunk he carries around everywhere. That's pretty funny. And anyways, they get off the plane. That didn't work. And then they take a bus. Bus breaks down, or was that the train?
Yeah, they
land. The train breaks down in the middle of the
Wichita,
field.
And they stay at the airport. They get a fun taxi ride. I forget the guy's name. Fuck, the guy with the fucking souped up and all the lights.
Oh, yeah, and it's like tits everywhere.
So they stay in Wichita, and they share a room together. And this is kind of like one of those like weird anti-gay, I don't want to be, like the whole sharing the bed thing. That was kind of like, all right, that was pretty funny. All these snoring. And that was pretty.
Yeah,
cool.
And then the vibrating bed.
Yeah.
I love when he get out of the shower. Like, he's already been in the bathroom when he's in the shower. He didn't even know it. And just all the towels are used. The bathroom is fucked up. And there's one little, like, hand towel left on the rack. He's just rubbing it on his back. And then he steps out, and I just remember thinking it's so gross. It's like towels that are just soaked on the ground, and you see his foot just press into it. Ugh. Yeah, then what did he, like, blew up a soda after it got shook?
Yeah,
by the vibrating bed
beer.
Or something?
You spilled beer on the... when he goes on his rant, you spilled beer on the fucking bed, and you... You smoke and
it was vibrated. Yeah, that's pretty good. Then the stuff when they get the rental car is pretty good. The family fucking truckster wagon type thing. And they're going the opposite way on the freeway. You're going the wrong way.
How do
And
they
that's
know?
the car. How do they know where we're going? Yeah, then I don't know, it catches on fire and they're just staring at it, and
That was pretty
that's
good.
pretty good.
It was
And then
loud.
they keep driving it, and I love the cop pulls them over. You know how
Yeah.
fast you're going? Actually the gauge melted, so yeah, we don't have any real viable way of telling how fast we were going, no.
You know better than us, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think this thing is safe for the highway? Oh, it's safe, yeah. It may not look like much, but she'll get you where you need to go. Okay, so you got no mirrors, no readable gauges of any kind. Nope, no sir, no sir. No roof, nope. Yeah, I like that stuff.
Yeah, I like the
And that
scene.
was like.
A good chuckle scene is when they're—I think they're waiting to go to the train station, and somebody that Dell knows, the brother-in-law, is picking over the truck, and this kind of hick guy shows up. Anyways, John Candy has that fucking that big ass trunk, and they're trying to put it in the back of the pickup, and he's like, "Hold on, get your what is it, lazy ass out of the car and get this trunk." And then the wife
That
comes out.
woman. No, it's okay. We got it. Hey, she might be short, but she's strong.
When she gave birth, though, the baby went out sideways. Yeah, it's like, what
She didn't complain or nothing.
the fuck? That was pretty good.
You got a ride in the back. How far is this? Well, I'm 45. 40 miles. 40, 30 miles. 40 if he takes the back roads. 45 at most. They're just back there. How cold do you think it is? One?
Yeah. When he gets the
Yeah.
gloves, the fucking dog jumps out. Give me the fucking
Yeah.
gloves! Give him the gloves! Pretty good.
Was pretty good. And then, oh yeah, and they get robbed at the hotel. That was pretty good. He goes to pay for the meal, and like I had almost $700 in there. Well, I didn't steal it. Won't you check my wallet? 263. There's a dollar over 263. Then I have your money. There's nothing in there. What? Anyways, and then they kind of part ways at the end, right? I thought the train landing. He gets on there and. I don't remember what happened or why he looks out and just sees Dell kind of hanging out there,
No,
and he goes
he's
back.
on his way
No.
home, and he's just like reflecting on their
Oh
time together,
yeah.
and he's kind of piecing together that, like, hey, I don't think this guy has a family, or he's kind of like he's starting to suspect that, Delta has nowhere to go, so he ends up going back, and it's that kind of emotional scene at the inside the train station.
And it's just the train in reverse. The train backs into the station. Yeah, we could use that same shot. Why film it again?
Yeah, just throw it
Forward
out
and
there.
backwards. Yes, he picks him up. I thought you were heading home. I'm gonna level with you. I don't have a home. What
Maria's been
about
dead
your
8 years.
wife? Yeah. And as soon as he pulled out the fucking photo and put it on the hotel nightstand, I kind of had a hunch there. Anyways, he takes him to his house. Everyone, fucking 80s, man. Everyone's house is like a fucking Home Alone mansion. It's like a 9-bedroom, 4-bath Home Alone house. Like, Jesus, what kind of house do you live in? Yeah, brings him in. He's like, yeah, come on in. He's like, I'll just say hi, and then I'll be on my way. He's still trying to.
Just get in
I'll just
here.
come in and say, just come in and say hi. And then it's really weird the meeting of like the kids and his mom, his dad, his father-in-law, and then his wife is like on the steps,
Yeah, so weird,
and it's
yeah.
a awkward like hug that like I don't understand. I was like, they hadn't seen each other in years or something.
Yeah.
And then she just gives a look at John Candy. Hey, you. Just kind of. We're family. Yeah, it was a strange dynamic going on. I was like, well, this is weird. And John Candy, he acts like He acts like there's this like strange look on his face, almost as if like he cheated with her on him. You know, it's like this like damn. Oh no, I don't know. There's a weird vibe going on that like they know each other previously or something. It's very, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's a weird
I just
ending,
thought
and just in
that
general,
stood out to me.
yeah. There's no like closure for John Candy's character. There's no, I don't know. It's just a freeze. Like,
I thought at least
yeah,
we would have got a turkey dinner out of this movie.
yeah,
God, you're building it up. We just get to the house. We don't even get the dinner.
yeah.
And then you get a freeze frame on John Candy, like smiling at him while they're making out or hugging. I don't even think they kiss. I think they just hug, which is even weirder. Freeze frame, curly hair. Yeah. It was pretty good. I love that. That one scene where his coat keeps getting caught on the fucking car seat.
Oh,
Like one arm can't come up, and then the other one's stuck. He's like driving with his legs. Doesn't just stop the car and fix his fucking jacket. He just keeps going down the freeway. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that whole scene, like, I think it starts with him like singing that mess around, and he's just like doing all the fucking instruments. And yeah, John Candy is definitely the highlight of the because Steve Martin just kind of plays the straight angry guy. He's not much. I mean, he's good, but John Candy is definitely the highlight of the film, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was pretty fun. It's probably a 7. I'd give it a 7. I didn't think it was overtly funny, but I can see why people love it. It's John Hughes, so it's pretty light, warm-hearted 80s affair, which is fun. I give it a 7.
7.5 for me. Same. I've seen this movie multiple times. It's been a really long time. I actually was getting confused with Home Alone because there's that scene with John Candy, that famous
Yeah,
scene.
it's
He's
like the same character.
a musician, and I thought that he was a musician. Like the trunk had like instruments in it or something. But I was like, oh wait, that's fucking
Yeah, we
Home
never
Alone.
reveal what's in the trunk. I thought that could have been a fun thing too. Just rocks or something, just to piss off Steve Martin.
All his belongings. But yeah, it's just a like you said, it's a charming 80s lighthearted, road trip movie. It's John Hughes, so it's entertaining. You're never quite bored. They're always by the next scene, they're on to some other silly gag, or silly moment between the two of them. So yeah, it has a pretty good pace. 7.5. It's a classic.
Yeah, 7.5. That was a pretty quick one. I guess there wasn't much to talk about with this movie. I mean, they kind of ride some planes, some trains, and some automobiles. It really is
Yeah, I'm trying to
the
think of like,
gist of
yeah, the weird Kevin Bacon scene in the beginning. I was
Oh
like, man, when
yeah.
was this in Kevin Bacon's career? And he has no dialogue. He all he does is smile and do a little, his running down
It's like a Mentos
the
commercial or something. You know what I mean? Just.
sidewalk.
Just point, nod, hold the Mentos. The fresh maker.
I was trying to think of this pre-Footloose or post. I was like, is this a cameo that we all that like people in the 80s knew? Like, oh, that's Kevin Bacon, or is this like before? I had to look it up, but
87. I think Footloose was like 85, wasn't it?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. So yeah, 7.5. It's on Paramount Plus, I believe. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. John Hughes classic. Can't go wrong with John Hughes. They're usually pretty fun. Yeah, please join us every week here on YouTube. And then also we're on Spotify and Apple Music. Depending on how you devour your tasty little podcasts, we got a menu for you, okay? And it's happy hour. Half price apps, so
Yeah,
get
I'm trying to
on
think like
it.
theatrically. God, it's been like next week. I think the only movie comes out is that Rock Christmas movie, which I have no desire to see. And I think Gladiator is the week after. Gladiator 2.
I think Gladiator is that week of the Christmas one.
Oh, it is?
At least Jessie thought it was. She could be wrong, but yeah, we're definitely gonna have to check out some Gladiator too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Russell Crowe's just been talking shit, dude. It's funny. People keep interviewing him. It's like as much as I've been asked about Gladiator 2, I deserve a fucking check from these fucking people. It's like, listen, do I know anything about Gladiator 2? No. You know why? Because I fucking died. I'm not involved. I know nothing.
I think this God's calling me to talk to me about Gladiator. Like, fuck no.
Yeah, it's a weird one to make a sequel to. That's strange. We'll see. Preview looked pretty cool. We'll see. I guess it's got the little boy grown up. That's about the only connection I see.
Which I had to go back and watch it, but I thought his whole the whole plot was that his family got killed. So who's the what boy or Charlie?
Wasn't I thought the boy was what's his name's boy.
Joaquin's?
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
Pretty
well,
sure it's
I'd have
his
to go back.
boy.
It's been so long, but yeah, I do remember. The only reason I remember the family thing, so I remember that really disturbing image where he walks up to his house and you see the little feet because they hang his whole family. So he like touches this boy's feet. I was like, well, fuck, it can't be Russell Crowe's son. I was like, who the fuck would this guy be? I thought it was like a new guy, but then somebody else said the same thing on the internet. Like the boy's growing up. I'm like, fuck, what boy? I don't remember a boy. Yeah, you're probably right. It's not Joaquin. What boy? What boy are you
What
talking about?
boy? This is about the field. It's the whole movie about him walking through that field, touching the wheat. Hey, don't touch that. Don't touch that shit. We're about to harvest. Anyways, thank you all for coming by. Appreciate you. Till next beast. Peace.
Peace.